Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Good morning to you. Wendy Snyder here, This Week in Health, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. And joining us this week, Mike Humphrey, physical therapist with Northwestern Medicine. Hi, Mike. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
I'm great. Not currently going through physical therapy at the moment, but I did say something before we got you on that at some point, I would say it's safe to say that everyone has or will go through physical therapy at some time. Would you agree with that?
Correct. Yes. We all are getting older, and even when we're younger, things happen. So things break down and wear out, and often we need a physical therapist to get us back into action.
Yes, I have had two total knee replacements, and Mike, my physical therapist, I hated him at the very beginning. I wanted to swear at him. I really hated him. And then I ended up thinking he was the biggest, best person in the world, because physical therapy is difficult and you have to listen to your PTs, people. You're going to hate them for a while, but the reason is to get full motion, to get that joint or whatever it is back in working action, right?
Correct. Yeah, total knees are probably one of the toughest ones, and that is a procedure where we are putting people through pain right away, as you said, trying to get their motion back as soon as possible. Once they have good motion, then the pain should be lessening and mostly working on strengthening balance, proper walking technique. But early on, it can be a little rough.
And poor Lisa Dent fell and broke her arm and had to get a shoulder replacement. And I heard shoulders are pretty difficult as well. Is that true?
Correct. Shoulders also challenging. Rotator cuffs actually can be a harder rehab than total shoulders. So when you have to wait for the tendon to heal and getting motion back can be more challenging. Rotator cuff, ACLs, total knees, those are probably the toughest three.
And hips, not so difficult, are they?
Absolutely correct. Hips, sometimes we don't get to see them. Now, as a physical therapist, I think I could help everybody, but sometimes they don't really need therapy unless they're having some limping or some weakness. Some surgeons will not send them to PT, whereas every total knee should have therapy.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way around it. And you will hate your physical therapist for a couple of times anyway. Can we take a question? Because Donna is calling us right now. Donna, how are you today?
I'm very good for being 90 years old.
You're 90 years old. God love you, Donna. Where are you calling from?
St. Charles.
St. Charles. All right. And you wanted to talk about physical therapy? Are you currently doing it?
I'm not right now, but my question is, will physical therapy help me with my balance? My balance is way off, which affects my posture and so on.
Okay. So is physical therapy available to help with a 90-year-old's balance, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So a lot of my older patients, you know, ones younger than me, will say, oh, my balance has never been very good. Well, if you don't do something, it's getting worse by the minute. So working on stability, exercise with your therapist, balance can make a big difference in preventing falls. And fall prevention and the risk of falling, that keeps therapists like me awake at night. We want to keep everybody upright. We don't want anybody falling. And definitely seeing a physical therapist and doing balance exercises can be a game changer.
Will that help Donna's posture?
Yeah, absolutely. If there's some structural things, it may not change totally, but often if we get the core stronger, the muscles stronger, getting her walking and moving better, then that can correct some of those challenges.
Excellent. Well, Donna, if you can do it, go do it. It'll help you. And
I'm going to see my doctor next month, and I'm going to ask him for physical therapy. Thank you so much.
Donna, when is your 91st birthday?
Next June.
Oh, good for you. Continued success, Donna. Great to hear from you.
Thank you. I really enjoy your programs on WGN. Everyone I enjoy.
Thank you so much, Donna. Now, that is a good patient. That is someone who wants to come and wants to better themselves. I will also tell you this, Mike. When I had my first knee replacement. It was after an injury in high school. I was long jumping the first week of freshman year, and the gym teacher was kind of lazy, did not want to go get the rake and rake the pit after it had rained. So I landed in the sand, and the rest of me twisted around, and ACL started it all off. And then years later, I had a replacement. But when I was going through physical therapy, there were these women that were probably Donna's age that weren't in pain at all. They're like, oh, yeah, I had my knee replaced last week. I'm doing great. Why is that some people hurt so much and some don't?
Yeah, that's hard to say. Everybody is unique. You know, we say if you've seen one total knee, you've seen one total knee, because every total knee, every ACL is so unique and so different. And we have people that blow me away on how tough they are and they have no pain. I don't consider myself that tough. I think I'd be on the other end, like scrambling and groaning a little bit with the exercises. But it's amazing how great a lot of people do.
That's incredible. All right, we're going to talk about ACL injuries in youth athletics. We're going to talk to back to school, back to sports, injury prevention. We will continue. If you have questions, 312-981-7200. We have Mike Humphrey on the line with us, physical therapist with Northwestern Medicine. Wendy.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Hey, Snyder here this week in health on 720 WGN Radio. Mike Humphrey joining us this week, physical therapist with Northwestern Medicine. Now, Mike, I had mentioned something about ACL injuries. A lot of kids are playing hard. A lot of kids are getting injured. Why does it seem like more kids are having these injuries?
Yeah, Wendy, that's a great question. And again, it's interesting that you went through that same scenario. But now we're seeing the intensity is so incredible now. A lot of athletes, even the young teenage male and female athletes, it's a single sport specialization. So they're just playing soccer all year round. They're not getting a chance to play other sports that works the muscles differently. Oh. They're participating in multiple games, tournaments, practicing 11 months out of the year. So very little downtime. But also, if you're just playing basketball or just playing soccer, you don't build those other muscles. You don't recruit those nerves and muscles, and the body mechanics are not improved with playing other sports. So when you're just in one sport, especially at a young age, you're kind of locked in, and that's kind of a disservice to our athletes.
That is interesting. I never thought about that, using the same muscles all the time in a particular sport all season and then the next season. That makes a lot of sense. Thank you for that. Bernie has a question for you. Hi, Bernie. This is Mike Humphrey. We're talking physical therapy.
Yeah, hi. Thank you. I am 8 weeks post total knee replacement, and the PT is going really well with that. But what's happened now in the past, I guess, 2 weeks or so, is I've developed a real pain in the opposite hip. And I feel like in PT, we do things that I don't normally do in my exercise routine. We do a lot of single leg stuff. We do like leg presses. And I'm just wondering, can possibly the PT have irritated or created a hip condition that I never had before? I've never had any issue with this hip.
That's a great question. Mike, any advice?
No, it is a great question. And I'm certainly guilty. I've flared up plenty of people in my days. Often, though, when you have one knee done surgically, the opposite side, you're kind of putting all the weight on your good leg. So that hip or that other knee on the other side gets a lot of wear and stress that it hasn't had before. So it's not always your fault or the PT's fault. Sometimes it's just that, hey, when you're minimally weight bearing on the one side, those hip muscles on the opposite side are kind of getting angry. They're weak. They're not used to that load, and they can cause pain and problems.
So obviously, I'm just guessing here, Bernie, but Mike, should she bring that up to her therapist?
Absolutely. Yeah, bring that to your therapist. Have him or her check you out, see what they think. And if they have any questions, they also will loop back with your orthopedic doctor to see what he or she thinks.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, we'll do. Thank you.
Good luck to you, Bernie. Another part of physical therapy is a foam roller is your best friend sometimes. my second knee gave me like an IT band issue, and that foam roller is the greatest thing ever invented, Mike.
It is. It's a great tool. Athletes have been using that for a while. They even make some softer ones on the market now. So for some of our older patients, laying on a foam roll is a little rough, but they do make some softer density ones that are easier to lay on, or you have your partner, your therapist, roll it on that thigh or that IT band, that big wide lateral tendon that can be quite tight and problematic with a lot of people.
And that's post-surgery, that's when it happened. That happens more frequently, I bet, than we would think.
It does. It does happen a lot, but also happens in runners get this a lot, IT band syndrome in athletes just from overuse, doing too much too soon, too fast. Things get stressed and break down a little bit, and then the tissue is less flexible. So the foam roll can really help loosen that up.
All right, 630 has texted in something that I would like to bring up. This person's saying, fortunately, when it came to physical therapy, my natural perfectionism worked in my favor. I did my homework exercises to the nth degree. The result was that the arm in which my radius bone was fractured is just about as flexible as the arm that was never fractured. I don't know anyone who's ever done the homework exercises. They just do it when they go to see their PT.
Well, that's interesting. Now, we are doing a new system where we will try and do home exercises remotely so we can get some feedback to the patient and kind of increase their compliance. You know, if the therapist is watching them, or even if they can record digitally that they're doing their exercises home, if the patient wants to do that, that kind of keeps them more on track and really can help with their progress. Because yeah, a lot of people do slack off at home, but we have some remote therapeutic monitoring. If they want to, it's been a good way to increase outcomes, increase performance and compliance.
Yeah, I got a whole folder full of physical therapy exercises, and I saved them. And yeah, it's hard to do it when you don't have someone pointing at you saying, come on, come on, do it. Someone wants to know, 312, is physical therapy good for a 75-year-old woman that has osteoporosis?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So strengthening exercises, they don't just increase muscle strength, but they increase bone density and bone strength at any age. So it's really important for people at any age, even our 90-year-old caller, to try and not just do cardio, not just walking and biking, but lift weights with the guidance of a physical therapist when needed to make sure that they're not overloading things. But lifting weights, doing squats, leg machines will help build muscles and bone density along with weight-bearing exercises like walking.
I hate to say the S word, but school will be starting this month now that we're in August. And back to school, you know, there are some parents that take their kids to daycare and they're pulling their kids out of the car seat. Is there something we can do to prevent everyday injuries?
Well, I have grandkids now. So my kids, there's some new car seats that swivel, which are great.
Because, what?
Yeah. When you're leaning over there, you're right, and lifting your 30, 40-pound toddler out of that seat, the stress on your back is phenomenal.
Yeah.
So now they have some seats that will rotate, then you can get them a little more head-on, keep your knees and your hips bent, you know, kind of lifting with your legs, so to speak. Getting the child in close to your chest. That is much better than being way extended forward into the vehicle, trying to lift them up. That is a challenge.
And stretching is probably better for us than we originally thought. Is that correct?
Well, yes and no. I mean, stretching is important, especially, as you know, going through therapy. And when you have a problem, it's important. But if you only have so much time, cardio is number one and strength is almost tied for one or close second. Stretching is not as important if you're doing your aerobic, your cardio exercises, you're walking, you're biking, you're swimming, your elliptical, and lifting weights. Those are way more important than stretching. Stretching becomes more important in physical therapy when you have a problem to prevent certain problems. But I see a lot of people putting more effort into stretching, but really probably should put more of that into weightlifting, getting stronger, and then doing cardio.
You will love this, listener. 630, home exercises are great. They're keeping me right now from getting a knee replacement. I've been out of physical therapy since February, but continue to do them 3 times a week per the PT's orders. So she gets an A, right? Or he.
Absolutely. We love it. That just keeps her healthy, or here she healthy and not seeing her doctor or her therapist.
Yeah. 847, great question here for you. My physical therapist uses red light therapy. Can you explain the benefits of this and tell me what it is? I've heard of it, but I don't really know much about it.
Yeah, I don't particularly use it. Some of my colleagues out here use it. So it's a type of modality that can increase blood flow, decrease pain, help with inflammation. So it's a pain-free a modality procedure that can be done in the clinic and can really help people with some superficial muscle tendon type pain.
I don't know if you still do this. I'm sure you do. When I had my knees replaced like 13 years apart, and the second one obviously was more recently, and they hooked up like little electrodes to my thigh muscle to kind of, what was it doing? Just kind of making the muscle contract and kind of working it to help?
Absolutely, Wendy. So by doing electrical stimulation, we can recruit. When the knee hurts so much and is swollen, the front thigh, the quadriceps, the front thigh muscles don't want to work. So if we can give them some stimulation, we can get them to contract, kind of wake those muscles up, and then that can really speed up your progress.
I don't know what it is. I had so much pain, but I really loved going to physical therapy. I really did. It's fascinating. I think we have time for one more question. Mary has called us. Hi, Mary. How are you?
Oh, hello there. I was told to be quick here, so I'll just say that I have a neighbor. He's 80. He's a doll, but he was a jock when he was younger. His knees are really shot. Trust me, he's not going to do the therapy. He's not going to do the upper. But so could you go cut to the chase to maybe recommend, is there a medication that's best for pain for something like this? Would it be Tylenol, Motrin? Could you recommend an over-the-counter for, I know this, I'm asking for a miracle, but just a little bit of relief?
Well, it's a great question. So, yeah, I'm not a physician, and hard to recommend medication. We know that Tylenol can be good for a lot of people, but it doesn't help inflammation like Advil or ibuprofen can. That being said, it's up to the doctor and the pharmacist to know what kind of medications are okay. But really,
That's what I told him.
Exercise is the best medicine. I mean, if he could try ice, hot packs, cold packs, ice. But really, if he could get his muscles working, it doesn't have to be anything intense, but just trying to see a doctor, a therapist, and learn some basic exercises to get those muscles working, that can really take a lot of load off those worn-out joints.
Mary,
tell them
to talk to the pharmacist because they can recommend something too. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Good luck to your neighbor.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mike Humphrey, it's been a pleasure hanging with you today, physical therapist with Northwestern Medicine. We appreciate your help. We'd love to talk to you again.
I hope so, Wendy. Have a great day.